From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jia Billy reporting. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday, knocking over at least 19 houses. The U.S. Geological Survey said the initial quake was followed by several others in Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's Kyushu Island. Japanese broadcasters report at least 15 people being taken to hospitals. Police say they fear people are still trapped under collapsed houses in the affected area. The U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines and is increasing its presence on the archipelago with rotational forces and equipment, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second joint patrol was completed in early April.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
The Philippines is now the second country after Japan with which U.S. forces have conducted joint patrols in the area. For the first time in 16 years, a South Korean ruling party has failed to win a majority in a legislative election. The surprise losses suffered by President Park Geun-hye's Saenuri Party Wednesday revealed widespread public discontent with their conservative economic policies and hardline approach to North Korea's nuclear threat. Her party won 122 out of 300 seats in the South Korean National Assembly. This is VOA News.